a stem folded around her tongue, held in place with her teeth. Written by Hannah M. and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, Twin Peaks. Summary: learning that stem trick got her pretty hot. So maybe Audrey had a bit of a neural thing. She liked watching the way people's mouths moved when they talked. She'd read in some stupid teen magazine once that if a guy licked his lips when he looked at you, it meant he liked you. Well, if that was the case, a lot of girls liked her too, which Audrey was okay with. Her sex life was pretty much in her head anyway, so it didn't make a difference. She'd learned the cherry stem trick from Laura Palmer. They didn't hang out much. As a matter of fact, they'd only ever spent time together by accident or at school. But they'd both volunteered to set up for the school dance one night, and Audrey had been doing her makeup when Laura walked out of a bathroom stall. "Hey," Laura said, giving that lazy smile that charmed all of Twin Peaks. "Hey yourself," Audrey replied, making eye contact with Laura's reflection. "Audrey Horn, right?" Audrey's hackles rose at that. They'd only been going to school together all their lives. The least Laura could do was remember her name. "Laura Palmer, right?" "That's me," Laura said, apparently not insulted. Audrey sought around for another way to annoy her classmate. "Hey, I bet you've never kissed a guy." Laura blinked slowly at her before bursting out into laughter. "I think you haven't." Audrey scowled at the mirror. So, you want me to teach you?" Audrey's stomach turned over. "No, I'm fine," she responded quickly, with false cheer. Laura licked her lips slowly. "Practicing is easy. All you need is a long cherry stem." And somehow, they'd ended up sneaking cherries from the fruit display, with Laura demonstrating until Audrey got the knack of it. It should have been really silly, but watching Laura's mouth and tongue at work, thinking about how this would work with another tongue, wondering who taught Laura, and if Laura had actually been volunteering to make out with her, or if that was just her own horny imagination, the whole thing felt really intense. It was pretty much the worst dance of Audrey's life, being this hot and bothered without an outlet. She was absolutely against masturbating in a public bathroom, due to cleanliness, but she came closer that night than ever out of sheer desperation. Finally, she decided to leave early. Not like her dad would notice, and her mother was busy making sure that Johnny did his homework. Audrey practically ran into her room, slamming the door behind her and locking the door. She threw off her sweater and wriggled out of her panties before jumping on the bed and spreading her legs. She let out a groan of relief as she touched herself and slid backwards till she was lying down, rubbing vigorously under her skirt. Audrey usually started slow, but she was already kind of wet and had at least an hour of pent-up tension. So what the hell? Why not skip the playing around and get straight to it? It didn't take long until she was desperately grinding against her own hand, images of every movie star and Twin Peaks boy she'd ever found cute flashing through her mind, even if there were considerably more of the former than the latter. One day, Audrey thought, panting, she might show one of them what she'd learned. And just like that, she was coming, and it was so, so fantastic to get relief at last, that afterwards she just lay there for ages, dreaming of her future. Later on, it'll turn out that she ends up performing her little trick for another woman, and not one she's particularly attracted to, but it's eventually okay because she can pretend she was doing it for Agent Cooper, and it made him as hot as it made her. The end.